This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
Tis the season. It's time to talk about ghosts.
Oh.
Not like creepy ghosts, but more ghosting. 92%, according to a recent survey, 92% of people have been the victim of ghosting. Mm. And it's time for us to get to the bottom of it with a little segment that we like to call...
That was the whole point you wanted to say.
Really, just one long setup for me to play Ghostbusters here in the show.
I appreciate your commitment, though.
Thank you. Thank you. Where's my bell? Where's my Ghostbusters bell?
No, don't give up. No,
thank you.
This is for all the times you thought about it.
So, okay. Obviously, you know, ghosting is a very common thing. I think it's cowardly, but 100%. maybe there's a reason. Why?
Because we're cowards. I've done it. I've ghosted people before.
Same.
Guilty. And okay. It's because I'm a wuss. I'm
and
a
what, you don't like confrontation?
I don't want to. I don't. I'm just like, meh.
Like, I can't imagine why you would want to do that to another human being where you just leave them hanging. Unless for some reason the relationship is going so sour that that person, like, you cannot be in contact with that person anymore for your own well-being and or safety. Don't you owe that person some sort of closure instead of leaving them hanging?
It depends on the situation. If you have said, like, yo, I don't think this is going to work, and then they're clingy, and they're, like, messaging, and you ignore them.
Yeah, you ghost them.
And they're, seriously, in their own conversation with themselves to you, then you ghost them.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have an exit interview, 100%.
Oh, like, interview. I'm
okay with... So that's not ghosting, then.
Yeah,
it is.
Is it?
A ghosting is anytime somebody is messaging you and you do not message them back. Is considered ghosting.
But if you've already given them a sense of closure, saying, this is not going to work out, it was nice hanging out with you, I think we should see other people, however you want to phrase it, and they incessantly message you back, that can't be in the same category as just going on a date with someone and then you hear nothing. Right?
Yeah, but they're both under the same sort of umbrella. But yeah, I see what you're saying. And there are times, I mean, you usually just make an excuse. Mm-hmm. So you say, and it's happened to me too, and I can say it's happened to me. And eventually, you got to get the hint where you're like, hey, I've got tickets to the show. Do you want to come with me? I'm like, ooh, I can't make it that night. Right. I'm actually busy all weekend. And then I'm like, oh, I get it. I just got dumped.
Right.
All right, next person.
Yeah. But maybe this is sort of a fault for us being Canadian, as polite as we are. We care about not hurting someone's feelings. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the reason why people go so much. But
totally.
When you look at it in the bigger spectrum, are you really still doing them a disservice by just ignoring them? Or stringing them along because you're just being so polite about things.
Yeah, you got to be more direct and more honest with
Absolutely.
Things like that, for sure. That is the right thing to do.
So that they can maybe even move on with their lives, but also better themselves, right? If there's
sure.
something about them that's just not working out for you, yeah, maybe it's a you thing. But sometimes, you know, if they go, hang on a second, this is the fourth person in a row who's told me that this is a problem that is preventing me from having a serious relationship that I want in my life. If nobody speaks up about that, how's that person ever going to realize that about themselves? They may not.
That's what family is for. You know, parents are the one people that they'll say nice things behind your back, but to your face, they'll be raw and honest and rude.
But all the nice things you'll never hear.
Yeah, you'll never hear them. Like, my mom says such nice things about me when I'm not around. But to my face, she's like, what are you doing? What is this?
Did you gain weight?
What is going on? How come?
It cuts deep. Yeah,
parents are there for that sort of thing, you know, and you're close friends.
Can you ghost your parents?
I don't recommend it. You live with yours.
If you're trying to ghost your parents and you live at home, I think you're doing it wrong.
Kiss Radio.